Greetings and welcome to episode number 13 of this podcast. We are the Hardwick Brothers. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Noah.
Oh, am I supposed to go on now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Seth. You normally introduce me, you know?
Yeah, I was just being spontaneous.
That was one of the more awkward introductions we've done. Someday we're going to figure out how to do an introduction that's not awkward, but...
Hey, we got the exits down, though.
Sure. Maybe we should do a, where we all introduce it together in unison.
I don't think so.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Hi, I'm...
Troy McClure.
Do it like this. I'll be like, hi, I'm Caleb. Then you'll say, hi, I'm Noah. And then you'll say, hi, I'm Seth. And then we'll go, and we're the Hardwicks.
Okay, let's try it.
Hi, I'm Caleb.
I'm Noah.
I'm Seth.
And we're the Hardwicks.
I was off on that last one.
Yeah,
you were.
I got distracted. I was trying to figure out why we were going in that order because, I mean, it's kind of weird to go Caleb, me, Seth.
Well, I'm the host. You're the oldest. Seth's the youngest.
Yeah. So shouldn't I go first, though?
No, because I'm the host.
Oh.
Yeah.
And besides, remember, you're like co-pilot on the starship, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm captain.
Oh, okay.
What am I then?
Oh, yeah, you're captain. I forgot.
You're whatever Spock is. I don't know.
First officer?
Yeah, first officer.
And I'm that kid in training that can't do anything.
I don't know. We don't know what you are.
I'm just an extra.
I really want to be over operations.
You're just here. All right, guys. This is episode number 13. Hopefully it won't be too unlucky, but I'm not crossing my fingers yet. I don't know. What do y'all want to talk about this episode? I really don't have anything planned. What do y'all want to talk about?
Well, I had something that I just thought of.
Okay.
Right before the podcast, Seth brought up the fact that the first episode of season 3 of Alone is on tonight. I think it's season 3. Anyway.
I think so, yeah.
It is.
So, maybe somebody ought to tell everybody what that is, because I have never actually watched the show.
Alone is a pretty interesting TV show to me. I mean, every episode's pretty much the same. They put somebody out in the wilderness, and it's a game show, reality TV show. They put them out in the somewhere completely remote, completely alone, and they give them a set of cameras, and they film themselves being alone. I mean, there's not a lot of plot to it. They just film themselves alone
this
in the
is
wilderness.
Like really cheap TV.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they don't even hire cameramen. They just have
no
to
writers,
film themselves.
No cameramen. I mean, the budget is really low on this.
But it is interesting. I mean, it's kind of a psychological game, you know, because it's who can stay alone the longest. And I think last year they went something like 60 something days, maybe. I don't remember.
Here's
I don't
what
think
I
it
wanted.
Went that long last year. That was like the first season.
Yeah, I think he went longer than the.
Did he?
I don't remember.
Okay.
So what I wanted to ask was, would either of you want to be on Alone?
No. I spent the last couple days in the woods by myself because I was trying to clear a fence line, and even 6 hours alone in the woods, it starts to get a little, I don't know, it starts messing with your head just a little.
I don't think I'd want to go on Alone because I don't really want to do the whole survival thing. But I kind of would, I'd probably go on one where I could just like be in like, you know, a cabin or whatever by myself. I don't think I'd last very long, but you know, just to try it.
I mean, I like isolation sometimes. That's good. I just don't think I would want to be alone, cold, hungry.
Yeah, exactly. All those things together just.
Yeah, it just doesn't really.
If I could have the creature comforts of home and be alone, then I might go on the show, especially if it would make me any money. But.
Yeah. I don't think I'd really be about that. Maybe for some people, but yeah, I don't think so.
Answered the question. He actually wasn't really answering any question. I'm just going to throw this out there. Anyway, he made it 66 days in
66
season
days.
2, which is the longest.
Yeah, and it wasn't that much longer than season 1. I think season 1 was something about that long, too.
It was 56 days, so it was 10 days longer.
So it's interesting. You can kind of see... Maybe that's kind of a cap for what you know.
Is it though, or in both of those situations, was it did they go in and get the person?
Yeah, they did.
Did they just call it?
Yeah, they did. They went and they called. They ended the last other person had dropped off. But even still, that shows you that 9 out of the, or maybe it was 11 out of 12, or however many contestants there were, had quit up to that point. So
right,
yeah.
I wonder how much of that has to do with like how long your body can last before it really starts starving
Well, in some of the, most of the cases, the ones who end up surviving the longest are the ones who are able to maintain a renewable food source.
Yeah.
The ones who are able to successfully fish whatever their food source is, they're the ones who seem to actually be able to maintain.
Oh, definitely.
And more than that, even more than it being a food source, is that it actually gives them something to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they have to actually, if they have some work they can do that gives them, you know, something to get up and do
maybe
during the day.
The better question is I wonder, is that how long it takes to get yourself established with housing, food, everything, and then you get to the point where you're, because you run out of things to do.
I don't know. I mean, for sure, some of them get to the point where they were comfortable. They were living in a life that they were having, you know, a meal regularly, but they still just felt no need to keep going, and they just quit. Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, tonight's the first episode, so it'll be interesting to see the third season. Yeah. So what else? What else is going on? Anything else new?
Well, let's see. I began renovating the Lego room this week.
That's right. We have a Lego room.
And I'm renovating it.
Yeah. What exactly is your definition of renovating?
Cleaning it.
Yeah. When Seth says renovate, he means for the first time in my life, I thought about cleaning it.
Pretty much. Get all the Legos out, possibly paint the walls because they haven't been painted in 14 years.
They've never been painted.
Well, that's kind of the point.
That's still the original finish that they did when they put the sheetrock on, I think.
I think it is.
And it didn't get paint on it at all.
Okay, fine. So...
And this house was built in the 80s, so it's been 30-something years.
Oh, okay. Then I want to take out the existing tables and put in some new tables that aren't sagging in the middle.
Yeah, but if we have to build them, there's no real guarantee that'll actually happen.
And put up some shelves and other storage-like things.
Cool.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
It will be.
I mean, to me, it'll be fun because I kind of like building stuff, but...
I'll have fun when it's finished.
Yeah, sure. What kind of fun have you been having, Noah?
I started inventory at work today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. that's real fun. That's kind of like being alone on an Alaskan island for 56 days or whatever.
I wish I were alone. That's the problem.
Yeah, instead you have to deal with other people.
Yes,
yeah.
It's really hard to count when you get interrupted. It's like... Now I got to start over. You interrupted me.
1,028, 1,029.
Hey, where did I put this
up? Now I got to start over.
Yeah. Yep, so there you go. Seth has been doing school. You got finals coming up?
I do. I have finals next week.
Have you studied for them at all?
No.
Seth's been playing with Legos and not studying.
Noah. It's true.
Was supposed to be doing inventory, but was distracted by other people. And I spent the last 2 days in the woods. There you go.
What were you doing in the woods?
Like I said, I was trying to clear a fence line. It's really kind of hard. Some of it was pretty thick brush and have to like blaze a trail just to get through there. But yeah, you know, it's work. It's been kind of cold, but when you're working and you're wearing long sleeves so you don't get cut by briars.
I was going to say, it's probably better to do that now in the winter.
Oh,
than
absolutely.
When it's...
Yeah. If it was in the summer, I'd be deathly afraid of being bit by a rattlesnake or something.
Yeah.
So it is good that we've had a freeze. So
do you think the rabbit could go through?
You know, I saw one rabbit and
okay.
I heard a turkey.
You heard a turkey, huh?
Yeah. And I haven't seen any deer, but I'm sure they're around. Okay, so let's move on to our next exciting topic.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by the Hardwicks.
The Celine Cuyer gives these free Super Thursday newspapers they leave in your driveway. Basically, it's just kind of littering. They just kind of throw their advertising newspapers in your driveway.
We always print too many extra on Thursday for some reason, so we just get rid of them in people's driveway.
Bryant Fire Department shares safety tips for the holidays. Okay, let's read a few of these.
All right, sounds good.
Choose a fresh tree. Cut 1 to 2 inches off the trunk and put it in a stand designed to support a tree.
That sounds like a good start.
As opposed to a dead tree and a non-supportive stand? I don't know.
I think we better take those Christmas trees out of the mic stands, Caleb.
Yeah, probably ought to.
Place the tree away from heat sources, exits, and flammable materials. So don't put your tree in the middle of your door, apparently. Apparently that's dangerous.
And don't put candles on your tree. That's kind of sad.
I wanted to spray it with gasoline.
Water the tree daily, about 1/2 gallon of water a day.
And don't water it with gasoline, Noah.
Check lights for damaged sockets, frayed or bared wires, and loose connections. No more than 3 stands should be connected. Strands should be connected together.
Well, we're going to have to take those down off the house.
Turn off the lights before leaving or going to sleep.
I like to sleep with the lights on.
Trees should not lose needles if a person taps on the trunk. Is that a safety issue or just...
I mean, it does sound kind of dangerous, falling needles when you tap on the trunk.
Yeah.
Hey, you might slip and fall.
You go to the ER, yet another injured person who got injured by a falling Christmas tree needle. Okay. The firefighters also have safety tips for items around the house. Should be underwriters' laboratories listed with the correct amperage stamped in the cord. What?
I'm really confused.
I don't know what that means.
So I'll read this verbatim. Okay. Should be, talking about extension cords. Okay. Should be underwriters laboratories listed in the correct amperage stamped in the cord.
It should still have its tag?
I don't know. I do not understand that sentence.
Hey, if you understand what that sentence is and can explain it to us in further detail, please send us your explanation.
I mean, I read a detailed guide on extension cords, and I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Do not plug one extension cord into another extension cord.
But what if my house is a really far removed from a power source?
For multiple cords, use a fused power strip. Do not fold, staple, or mutilate the cord. It's like, do not mutilate the cord, okay? Got that?
Especially while plugged in.
Oh, my. Okay. Do not modify the grand feature of any electrical... Oh, I'm sorry. Read that again. Do not modify the ground feature of any electrical cord.
I can't pull out that third prong.
It's not important. Yeah. It works without it.
Yeah.
I've had some that like had broken off and we still use them. So. All right. Historically, during the month of December, the number of home fire caused by candles doubles, and in the last decade, candle fires have tripled, according to the National Fire Protection Association. The firefighters suggest candles should be in a sturdy, non-flammable container or base that is large enough to collect dripping wax. Candles should be extinguished before you sleep or leave.
That's good information right there. Don't leave your candles burning when you're gone.
Leave the lights on instead.
That's right.
You know, the reason people have candles is because they smell good. So you think they could make light bulbs that smell good?
Scented light bulb.
I was just thinking about not flammable candles, but that's a good idea too.
Non-flammable candles. That's a great idea.
What if we just had scented floors? They sell them at that scented cement place.
You know, yeah, maybe it's another product from the scented cement store. You know, but I mean, think about it. Light bulbs get warm. That would be enough to create heat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they already make those little plug-in Glade ones that do essentially the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd just be mixing it with a light bulb.
Yeah, why not? I don't know. All right. Candles, kids, and pets don't mix. Keep them away from each other.
Can I like pick 2 of the 3?
Sorry, Johnny. You can't go play with
Can I like
Rambo.
Have candles and kids, or candles and dogs, or dogs and kids. Or,
how about dogs and candles?
You can't have all three.
I can like pick two, right?
Yeah. It's the old paradox. How do you get them across the lake? You can only have two at a time.
There's a dog, a candle, and a kid, and they all got to cross a boat. You can't leave the dog, the candle, the kid and the candle, or the dog and the kid in the boat together. How do you get them all across?
But you have to keep the candle with you the whole time to be able to see.
Okay, so basically, you...
See you, kids. I'll see you when it's light.
You... Yeah, I don't think
you
burn
the boat.
You swim. All right. Never put candles on a tree or near exits.
So I can't put my Christmas tree... or my candles in the doorway. Yeah. Does that mean since the candle can't go in the doorway, I can put my kid in the doorway?
I don't know. Okay. Chimneys and fireplace safety. Residents are encouraged to have their chimney checked yearly. Have we ever had our chimney checked?
We've never used it.
I feel like we should still have it checked.
I do too. It might be dangerous.
I wonder how you get into the chimney sweep trade these days.
And what are they checking for?
Ash buildup?
Santa Claus.
The Grinch.
There seems to be some sort of clog. Oh, it's just Santa.
We should just doing it after Christmas every year.
Yeah. Never burn wrapping paper. Why not? What's wrong with burning wrapping paper?
It's not a natural product.
What happens?
What about
when
if you're
use
cold?
It?
Is it okay to burn wrapping paper then?
Nope. It's not a natural product.
So, I mean, if
you
you're
can't
all
burn
alone,
it.
You can't burn wrapping paper to stay warm.
It's considered trash, and you can't burn trash.
Hmm. Interesting. Install a carbon monoxide detector.
Oh, that
did any of those actually work?
That's common sense, yeah.
It's questionable.
Keep all combustibles at least 3 feet away.
From what?
Your chimney or fireplace.
Oh, okay.
Never use flammable liquids like gasoline, kerosene, or lantern fuel to start a fire.
Well, how else am I supposed to start a fire?
What if I want a barbecue in my chimney? I mean, then I got to use charcoal at it, right?
I feel like we're maybe offering bad advice here. Shouldn't we
be agreeing?
I feel
like we should probably put a disclaimer that there's a heavy sarcasm coming soon.
Seth, as a fireman, would you like to clarify?
Stay safe.
Don't be stupid. Okay.
That should cover us.
People always have these fancy labels that have warnings. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do that. They should just cover their backs by saying, don't be stupid.
Yeah, I think that should be our liability clause.
Yeah.
We should have that in every podcast.
Yeah, at the end of every episode. Thanks for listening, and don't be stupid. Sounds good. All right. Smoke detector. 70% of all home fire fatalities occur in homes where there are no smoke alarms or alarms that work. Nearly one quarter of home smoke alarms are not working. For residents' safety, choose a smoke alarm that has the name of a recognized testing lab.
How do you know it's a recognized lab?
I mean, is there like an Apple fire alarm? Or
probably is. Yeah. All right. Install smoke alarms on every level and outside the sleeping areas of the home. Install a new battery every year and do so immediately if the alarm chirps. I'd like to clarify that the Cougar kind of transposed the word so immediately, so it's actually one word. So it actually looks like it's soymedidly. Soymedidly. Anyway.
And to clarify... you're supposed to change out your smoke detector batteries when the time changes. So that's actually twice a year.
Test alarms once a month with the test button or approved smoke substitute and clean the unit according to manufacturer's instructions.
This is also a very effective way to get people to wake up in the morning.
Start a fire.
Well, I mean, when nobody wants to get up, I mean, you just press the test button on the smoke alarm and...
Replace your smoke alarms when they are 10 years old. Develop an exit plan with the whole family. And finally, check smoke alarms. Three words, check smoke alarms. Okay, so there you go. Everything you need to know to stay safe this Christmas. And yes, even though we were being a bit silly, please take these rules seriously and be safe this holiday season. All right, it's time for a word from this week's sponsor.
Howdy, this is Jarrell Flowers, once again for Flowers Aromatic Paving Co. This time of year, everybody enjoys the smell of the holidays. But candles can be dangerous, and it's often too cold outside to enjoy one of our signature fragrant parking lots. So now, for the first time, we're proud to offer a line of scented light bulbs, or as we call them, luminous scents. Whether you live in a dump or a catfish farm, our scented light bulbs are guaranteed to banish common household odors, not just mask them. From now until the end of the holidays, we have 15% off all your favorite fragrances, including lampshade citrus candy cane, incandescent gingerbread bean, LED apple evergreen, shine bright sugar cookie, radiant red hollyberry, and our ever popular essence of tar. Check us out on the web or drop by our sales floor to test out a few free samples. As always, thank you for your time and Merry Christmas.
Does anybody want to guess what the most popular global topic on Facebook was in 2016?
I do want to guess. I think it was Trump.
I would agree.
U.S. presidential election, so I think Trump would be a correct answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will not guess the second one, though.
I'm going to say it was that gorilla that got killed at that zoo.
No?
Okay. I'm going to say Prince.
No? I'll give you a hint. The key word in what I said before was global.
Okay, global.
Brexit?
Nope.
Man.
Brexit is number 7.
Wow.
I'm going to go with ISIS?
No. Y'all aren't going to get it. It's Brazilian politics.
That is weird.
I know, that's surprising.
The Olympics, I can see, might have.
Are the Olympics on there?
The Olympics are number 6.
I mean, Brazil is a very big country, so they probably do have a lot of people on Facebook. So,
number 3. Does anybody want to take a guess at what it is?
If it's not one of the ones I already
guessed.
You
should be able to guess this one, probably.
Okay.
Think summertime.
Summertime.
Weather?
Think what were we doing this summer? Well, not us, but everybody else.
Swimming?
Taking vacations?
What were people doing on their phones this summer?
Facebook Live?
If they had a Samsung Galaxy Note or whatever, which phone was it that was exploding?
Blowing up their phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's the third most talked about thing on Facebook.
I know, right?
That's really sad.
Number 4. This should be another one that you should get. It's quite political. Probably right behind the elections. Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Number 5. I don't even know how to say this. Rodrigo Duterte and Philippine presidential election.
Yeah. He's the Trump of the Philippines.
Man, it's been a bad year. And then we got Olympics at number 6, Brexit at number 7. Number 8, I'll give you a clue. It happened last January or February. I forget which one exactly. And it happens every year at the same time.
President's Day?
Close.
Valentine's Day?
It's the other national holiday.
The Super Bowl.
Yes, you got it.
Okay, I was going to say my birthday, but...
Which is really surprising. That's like one day a year.
Right.
And it got number 8 on Facebook. I mean, you look at all the rest of these, and they're things that take a long period of time. I mean, the election has a long time leading up to it, even though it's only one day.
Yeah.
But the Super Bowl came in at number 8, and it's just one day a year. That really says something.
Yeah. Is the Cubs on the list at all?
No, they're not in the top 10.
I guess it's just not, it's too much of a localized event.
I guess. I don't know that would be a score higher than the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a lot more historic than the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it is drawn out over a week or two, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of these are really surprising to me. And maybe the key word is global. I don't know. I didn't seem like that would be, I don't feel like the Super Bowl is global, but maybe.
All right. Give us a hint for number 9.
You are not going to get 9 or 10, but they are both people.
Give us a type of person.
Are they in the U.S.?
Yeah, kinda. I think.
You don't really know.
One is a musician.
It's not Prince?
Nope.
Another musician.
Is it somebody who's living?
No, not anymore. That's why they were in the news.
Okay.
Bleeding Gums Murphy?
Nope.
I know there's been quite a few famous musicians who've died this year, so.
It's David Bowie.
Okay, yeah. I'm surprised he's
the Bowie knife?
Different guy. I'm surprised that he's above Prince, though.
I agree. I am, too. And number 10, known for being a boxer.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he died. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Wow. Those were your top 10.
So
I got one. I got one.
It's interesting that people who die end up being some of the most talked about.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It is kind of interesting. So we also have the top 10 global live videos on Facebook. Anybody guess number 1? It shouldn't be hard.
The number 1? I don't know. I don't know what kind of videos get streamed live, so.
I'm going to go with something that's a little like.
Think viral videos from 2016. Think
what
Star Wars.
No, oh, Star Wars?
Star Wars? Bad lip reading?
It's not what are those? Okay.
Star Wars. Oh, the Darth Vader mask thing.
Oh. Chewbacca mom?
You
Chewbacca,
got it.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Not the...
We are so out of date with pop culture.
But I
that
got
like
it. We
four
got
months
it.
Ago, Noah.
That is so...
Over
that is so,
it. Basically shows how fast we move on. I forgot that was this year.
Was that even a thing?
I don't know what number 2 is.
Ken Bone?
Ted Yoder? Soundscapes? Number 3, BuzzFeed, countdown to the next presidential election.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 4, Atlanta Buzz. People are lining up to hug police officers in Dallas. NBC News, election results. Under the Hood, video of a truck completely carved out of wood.
Interesting.
I want to see that one.
I haven't seen most of these in my news feed, or at least I ignored them, one or the other. Viral thread. Population count from U.S. to California.
Huh?
I don't know.
CNN election results. Dina Blizzard, Pokemon Go for moms. I don't know how to say that. I think it's the name of a Pokemon, though. And number 10, Super Deluxe Election Map.
So a lot of
all of those were almost election results stuff, which part of that makes me think maybe it's because Facebook Live is just catching on in more popularity the longer.
It shows it's also an interesting, you know, it reveals how people are getting their news now. The people
that is kind of
watching Facebook for news. That's really interesting. All right. Very good. It's about time for us to sign off. But in the meantime, you can find us online at
HardwickPodcast.com. And
wait, Noah didn't join in. We should try that again.
Okay.
You can find us online at
HardwickPodcast.com
and on Facebook.com. We're getting better.
On Facebook somewhere.
Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast. Everybody got that? Okay, good. Would y'all like to say any final words?
Don't do anything stupid.
Be safe, America.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I'm Caleb Hardwick, signing off. Have a great day, and don't be stupid.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.